Media triggered over kid in blackface and native headdress in stands at Kansas City Chiefs game. By Warner Todd Houston on November 27, 2023. A young fan has become the focus of outrage by the media after TV cameras caught the youngster in the stands at Sunday's Kansas City Chiefs game wearing a Native American headdress and half black and half red face paint. Members of the media are all wee-weed up. If we may quote Barack Obama, over the boy seen in the stands wearing a Travis Kelce number 87 jersey. Left-wing media outlets such as Deadspin were outraged over the blackface incident, with the wild claim that they are doubling up on the racism in Kansas City. It takes a lot to disrespect two groups of people at once. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and the Native American at the same time, Deadspin railed. The site went on to blast the NFL for not getting rid of racism in the stands. But there is one thing that the wagging tongues in the media neglected to tell readers. The boy was not in blackface, a term reserved for a white person in all black makeup to pretend to be a black person. The fact is, the boy was emulating Indian war paint, and the left side of his face was painted red. So, he had black painted on the right side of his face and red on the left. To be fair, half of his face was painted red. pic.twitter.com/71p0. Andrew Barnes, at Barnesism, November 27, 2023. It does make one wonder why the boy's parents didn't imagine that they would face loud criticism over the stunt in this day and age, granted. But the boy was not in blackface, as many detractors claim. There is also the question of how the boy got into the stadium at all dressed like that, since the Chiefs supposedly banned fans from wearing face paint and Native American gear. The team reportedly banned Indian-styled headdresses back in 2020 as part of its effort to phase out its past imagery, logos, and other references to Native Americans. Still, the game was played in Las Vegas, and it is unclear if the Raiders have elected to observe the Chiefs' ban on Native American gear. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.